Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, we want candy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you miss out on seeing the boys and their Get Cooked tour of Australia? Sad it's over? Hey idiot, it isn't! The Plumbing Boys are doing a final show back in their hometown of Melbourne at the European Beer Cafe for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Two shows, one on the 14th of April at 1:30 p.m. and one on the 21st of April at 3 p.m. It's going to be a different show each night. Unfortunately, the shows are 18 plus only, so if you're underage, we'll have to see you at the next one. So come on down, and if you're nice, I'll do the hip-hop breakdancing move known as the worm. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab yours. In further comedy festival news, myself, Jackson Bailey, and Sanspants Golden Girl Zoe Bellotta are going to be guesting live on the Picture This podcast at the Eureka Hotel on the 7th of April. It's going to be a rowdy night, so get ready to laugh so hard the cops are called and you're put away for your own good. Just head to the Comedy Festival website and search for the Picture This podcast for details. Also, hey, guess what? Do you like football? Specifically Australian rules football, or AFL as it's known to the layman? Do you like hearing Joel Dusha, Tom Reed, and Sean Carney talking? Want to combine those two loves in a brand new podcast from Sanspants Radio? Well, guess what, assholes? You can! Listen to How Good's Footy on iTunes, Acast, or wherever good podcasts are found, and let those three boys I mentioned earlier welcome you into the world of AFL.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second.
I'm Adam.
I'm Joel Dusha.
I'm Joel Jackson.
At Retro Archetype.
At Douche13.
At Old Dogs Are Dead.
And together we are...
Shut Up Sanspants Radio.
Today's topic is...
Boys House. Because it's three boys, one house, boys house.
Boys house.
Boys to house.
Look... Us three boys have been let loose in the studio, which is a mistake.
We've got complete creative freedom of the studio.
I am trashed. Just letting you guys know. I have been drinking all day.
That's amazing news.
Yeah, we were thrown in the studio while Joel Zabit desperately needs to clean his house.
Yeah, so it's time for one of them good old-fashioned hoedown shut up.
I thought today was just going to be me watching pirate movies. No? All right, then.
Instead, here we are in a good old-fashioned episode of Shut Up a Second.
Boy House.
Boy House. Are we talking about boys and houses?
Or a boy that is a house.
Let's talk about the classic boy house, tree houses.
Oh!
Yeah!
So this... All right, this episode title I feel is going to get long because it's going to be boy house in brackets, tree house, comma, boys whatever. And houses, comma, boy that is a house.
I thought we were just going to go through classic boy houses, but sure, let's do that.
See, I associate a treehouse not necessarily with just boys. I don't know why.
You know why? Because it's X and Y sitting in a tree, presumably a treehouse. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Which is gender neutral.
That's true.
That's true.
Any genders can be in trees kissing.
That's true. Yeah.
This is the first Shut Up a Second I've done that doesn't have a structure, and it's thrown me completely because I was waiting for a hypothetical and it never came.
It's not going to happen.
Get ready.
Hey, Adam, if people were living in you, if you were a boy house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't just chuck that at me. Jackson, I'm not Jackson. You could break me.
Adam's a fragile boy.
I'm a fragile boy house. Sorry, go on, though.
So you're a boy house. Yeah. Where are people living in you? Are you? Is your, like, for instance, if I was a boy house.
Yeah.
I'd probably just use my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my body would still be a body, but my head is a house. Would you go, like, torso and your head's the attic?
I like to think I have enough chest hair that you could nestle the treehouse in there.
Are we building a treehouse on our body now?
No. You're just becoming a boy house.
Yeah, you are turning into a boy house.
Yeah, a boy that is also a house.
Give it your attributes.
Am I turning into one? Over
yes.
time?
Yeah.
A quick brief. You were once I'm in, okay, and now you are a boy house.
So it's, okay, good. It's not just like one day I wake up and I'm like, there are people living in my arm.
No. You get to, and you get to plot your boy house, which is what the question
Can
is.
I be lying down?
Yes.
Yeah, Jackson as a boy house is 100% lying down.
Well, because I just imagine people building a village on my chest and building a big wall around my penis so they don't have to look at it.
Maybe, no windows on that wall,
maybe
baby.
They treat it like a god. They have it inside like a small house.
Every now and then you can just see it poking over the wall.
They're like, the god is angry.
I have seen the face of God and it is wrong.
I hate that if I'm a house... Well, I've actually become a boy village. But I hate that I can't move. That at risk of killing everybody in the boy
village.
I like
that you've
village.
Got a natural deposit of silicon that we don't have.
What do you mean? Oh, I do. My fake testicle.
I also like...
People can mine that shit.
Mine God. I also like that you are a person. Yeah, your village is worshipping your dick as a god, but not your head.
That's true.
They're like, we can't trust them. Have you seen him?
My head is God. My dick is Satan.
No one wants to get through the deep, dense forest that is your beard.
They just hit beard, and they're like, we don't know what's on the other side. And they just stay away. One guy got through, found my mouth, and was like, fuck that.
Promptly got at.
Do you know what's on the other side of that beard? A fucking mouth. Do you think if you were living on a boy, you'd know?
Oh, yes. Because... I've been on a plane.
What?
He's saying that if he went in a plane, he'd be looking out the window like, that ain't an Earth, that's our boy.
That ain't an Earth.
That's point one to Drunk Adam, who is following quite well for a man who is heavily intoxicated.
That's not a good sign for you.
Well, no, for Jack, not me. He looked at me.
Yeah, not a good sign that I have to be trashed to follow your logic.
Yeah.
You would have followed on the best of times. I believe in you, Adam.
If I was, say I'm comatose.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have to wriggle around.
Yeah.
Would they start mining my whole body? Like cutting into my ribs to get bone to build their houses?
I reckon so. You, like, there's a lot there to harvest. Whoa. The human body is nothing but...
You calling me fat?
And then, like, a lot of the human body is usable, but let's call a spade, Jack.
Boy house in brackets, tree house in brackets, boy house.
Full attacks.
Jabs. Jabs at friends.
I really like a way of saying someone's overweight, being like, there's a lot to harvest.
Your dad's got the best ones.
Oh, my dad, he has two amazing ones. So, eating in a good paddock. They've been eating in
a
good paddock.
They've been grazing in a good paddock.
Grazing in a good paddock, and they've blown out to a block of flats.
Which is just amazing.
I like the idea of saying there's a lot to live in.
Oh, that's cool.
Because then it's referring to our classic boy house, Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, living on... this episode will become a classic.
Yeah. It's the one with Drunk Adam.
Exactly. People will be like, Adam was drunk.
Jackson, in today's episode, Jackson, Joel, and Drunk Adam discuss. Let's add a new character to the team. Oh, yeah.
I just like that Zammit is going to have to listen to this at some point and be like, I shouldn't have cleaned the house then. What was I thinking?
I cleaned the house at the worst possible time. I'm imagining these people living in my body, drinking my blood and doing so with a pump that they go into my heart with.
That's
and they true. Pump the blood into
they're
troughs.
Basically ticks.
Yeah, I mean, where else is the nutrients on the human body? That's
See,
the question.
You guys have
That's
gone
why
for...
you're horizontal. You're in bed.
You've both gone for like situations where there is like so you've got a treehouse on your chest.
Yeah.
I pointed at Adam. I forgot that this is an audio medium. And you've got a village on your stomach, Jackson. Yeah. I became the house. Like, they're living in me.
That's bad. And it's tight in the human body.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room.
Yeah.
Mm.
What have you become hollow?
I'm hollower, I reckon, full of more air.
Is this like a wasp fig situation?
I reckon they just need a prop you... What?
A what situation?
You know when a wasp goes in a fig, lays its babies in a fig, the baby wasps hollow out the fig, and then you eat the fig and you
eat the wasp?
You
talking about spiders?
No, I'm talking about wasps.
Wasps do that to spiders.
They do that to figs, I think you'll find. Yes, that's why figs aren't vegan 100% of the time.
I think you'll find in the 100% factual movie Wild Wild West,
yes.
Kevin Kline is explaining to...
Smith.
Will Smith. How did I forget his name? But I remembered Kevin Kline.
I wanted to say Eddie Mercury.
Eddie Mercury? Eddie Murphy surely is the one you should have said.
How great a name is Eddie Mercury.
Next time we play D&D, and I want this on record, that is my character's name, Eddie
you
Mercury.
You will forget.
No, it's in audio now.
All right.
It'll be like, just let me listen back to the shut up.
I forget you literally listen to the entire back catalog every day.
Exactly. I'm actually our biggest fan. Every time we win an award, it's because I voted heaps.
That's somebody who had to.
Yeah, I'm sitting next to our Plumbing the Death Star 2017 podcast award winner comedy category trophy.
Yeah.
It's great. It feels good to hold.
It looks like...
Just going back to the topic at hand. Do you know how many characters Kevin Kline plays in Wild Wild West?
How many?
More than one?
More than one. More than two. Three people. He's Abraham Lincoln, the main villain, and one of the protagonists.
Is he the villain?
Yeah.
That's very weird.
You sure?
No.
You just...
He definitely plays one of the protagonists and Lincoln. But I think he also plays one of the villains. Or the villain.
Did
the guy in the
wheelchair. I like that I applied like the tiniest bit of pressure and you just gave up.
I wasn't that sure, actually.
Did Will Smith... He passed up the Matrix for Wild Wild West, yeah?
I think so,
or is
yeah.
that completely inaccurate?
No, that's true.
What would you pass up the Matrix for?
That's a good question.
So assuming that the Matrix is yet to
Does
come
out...
Does
it have to be the same year? Or
yeah, same year.
Well,
find
I need
the
to know
movies,
movies
of the year. Hang on, I'll grab my phone. Yeah. Okay, so what year did...
Crash, because I want to steal an Academy Award.
It came out in 1999.
So, okay, blockbuster films... 1999. I just typed in 999.
1999, or just before the millennium, as it will become to know. I'm clever. Thank you very fucking much.
I might have passed up the Matrix for The Mummy. I'm thinking, like, who cares about
the
computers?
Mummy.
Everyone loves 100%.
Mummies.
Absolutely.
The Wild Wild West villain is played by Kenneth Branagh.
Fuck, I'm sorry. But he still plays two people. Check... He plays two people at least.
He plays President Grant as well, who is not Abraham Lincoln.
Well, he plays the president. I thought it was Abraham Lincoln. I guess it was whatever Grant.
Robert
I don't know
e.
the U.S.
Grant.
Presidents,
e.
I guess.
Robert Grant.
E.
Robert.
Oh, that's right, because it takes place after the Civil War, and as we all know, Lincoln famously did not survive the Civil War.
I might go Toy Story 2, pass that up for The Matrix? No.
Pass
The Matrix up for Toy Story 2? I don't think I would.
What about Notting Hill?
I don't want to spoil Toy Story 2 for myself.
Oh, no, I know what I'd... Okay, so they're like, Jackson Bailey, we got two movies you could be in.
The Matrix playing near the one?
I'm like, oh, yeah. They're like, so Austin Powers, Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm like, I know what the people want.
They're like, yeah, we're looking to cast Fat Bastard.
Jackson, I would assume that you would be very funny at the time, but then when you grow up, you're not so funny. Yeah, you're a good fit for
Absolutely.
That.
back in the day, I made my wife is an axe murderer or whatever. I married an axe murderer?
What?
So I married an axe murderer, yes.
So I married
what?
An axe
murderer. I don't know what references are being thrown out now.
You don't know So I Married an Axe... It was Michael Myers...
You don't know So I Married an Axe... What?
It was Michael Myers' film before he started making Austin Powers. So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh,
in
gosh.
Which he marries an axe murderer to his shock.
And that's a comedy, is it?
Yeah. It ends... No, I think it ends with like a no longer relevant basketball player as the actual axe murderer. Do you remember the plot of So I Married an Axe Murderer?
No.
Okay, that's as far
but
as I know.
They're like, hey, Joel Dusha, we're going to offer you three films.
Okay.
The Matrix?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be playing Neo, the one.
Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
You'll be playing Anakin Skywalker.
You're young, Anakin, as well.
Absolutely.
I'm an adult man playing a child.
Yep.
Or Notting Hill, playing Julia Roberts' character.
Who would you choose?
Notting Hill.
Of course. It's the obvious answer.
Or, I don't know, I mean, like, Eyes Wide Shut also came out that year. Now, working with Kubrick would be pretty good, I guess.
That was about American Pie. Movie, American right? Pie was it.
American Pie, being John Malkovich.
Sleepy
Big
Hollow?
Daddy?
Big Daddy.
Hang on, let's try and think about what we would know about the production of these movies.
Yeah, see, that's a good question. So I'm going to choose Spy Who Shagged Me.
Because you know, it's following the cult
success.
Like,
everybody loved Austin Powers' International Man of Mystery.
No, they didn't.
Well, really? I got the wrong news.
you seem to have read the future news.
Yeah. I made the assumption. I'm like, that's a film everyone loves. So they're like, we're making a sequel. And I'm like, well, it's a beloved cult classic.
But their secret having a meeting being like, does he know the first one didn't really make that much money? It made all of its money on like DVD sales or VHS sales?
I would love to be part of one of the most financially successful shows, movies that has ever been made. Yes, please.
I think Toy Story would be hell to be part of. Because you got Toy Story 1, which was massive. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of hard work that has to go in. I want to coast. Thank you very much. And I think that's why Wild Wild West would be my choice.
That's a great choice. But wasn't everybody really sure that Wild Wild West was going to do really well?
Yes.
No, you're right, actually.
So you're going to be like, this is going to be...
No, I changed. No, I pressure has been applied. And I'm backing out.
Okay, what movies came out that
Kenneth
year?
Kenneth Branagh can play the villain again.
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy.
You can be Adam Sandler.
That's Adam Sandler, though, back when he worked a bit.
Three
now
Kings?
Now he's given up.
Three Kings?
Oh, Three Kings! George Clooney, Marky Mark, a third person.
A third king.
Whoever the third titular king was.
Oh, shit. No, I know what I'm choosing. Stuart Little. They're like, Jackson Belly, would you like to play? It's a groundbreaking science fiction movie. It's incredible. It pushes the boundaries of what a film can do.
The other
or be a talking
the
mouse.
Third king is Ice Cube.
Oh my God. Three Kings. Three Kings. Plus, it's basically kind of a remake of Kelly's Heroes. A movie I fucking love.
Be a mouse birthed by a human woman.
That's not the implications of that movie.
Is it not?
No,
yeah, they get adopted.
Is Mickey Mouse? I mean, Stuart Little's not.
No, he's just
so
in the
he's
orphanage.
Birthed by a mouse.
Yeah, he just for some reason has the rights of a man and the if he has the intelligence of a man, he should have the rights of a man as well. That's fair enough.
I always find it weird that the other mice in that movie are clearly mobsters. That's strange.
I don't remember that movie so well.
It's a very weird scene where they're like, hey, Stuart Little, I'm your dad. And it's like a fat little mouse. And he's like, come live with me and your mother. And they move to a little castle in a
golf course?
Yeah.
A mini golf
course. Ghosts.
There's some right behind me and I can't see them.
And they're living in a golf course, but obviously they're not Stuart Little's real parents. It's just that the mean cat paid them a lot of money to pretend to be Stuart's mum and dad. And so they're like... You know, they see Stuart's really sad and he misses home. And they're like, well, Stuart, we're not really your parents. Take this car and drive through Central Park.
And then he meets fake rat parents, mice parents.
That's who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Sorry, I'm looking at 1999 in film still. I'm stuck on our previous bit.
Yeah. Have you chosen anything
what
new?
What year did Basil the Great Mouse Detective come out? I'd work on that.
That's just
that was a Disney movie though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of effort. Never mind.
I feel like doing anything where it's like a talking, like a voiceover.
Voiceover, yeah.
You know, that seems like a lot of effort, but also not much effort.
I don't know. I don't know enough about voice acting.
Well, how about we do a little game?
All right.
So think of
some... Oh!
Yeah?
I'm passing up the Matrix to being baby geniuses.
Oh, yes. All right.
Pitch me baby geniuses.
Dusha is the big baby.
Yeah. When? No, just kidding. I can talk because I'm a genius.
Are you there as how old you were in 99 or are you there as how old you are now? Both are great.
I mean, I'm either 8.
What is better?
8 or 26.
I want 26.
Yeah, I kind of want 26 as well.
I like the idea that I'm acting alongside actual babies that can't talk, so they're just...
How did they
Hey, don't fucking ruin the magic for me.
How did they do that? They would have just had bait. They just dubbed
peanut
over...
Peanut butter in the mouth and the baby...
Surely it's just CGI making their mouth move, right?
Shake them.
Yeah,
well, let's see how good we'd be as voice actors. All so right. You're choosing baby geniuses. I'm choosing Stuart Little. What movie did you end up choosing?
Basil the Great Mouse Detective.
No, I think Adam got overwhelmed and accidentally picked The Matrix.
Now, shit!
It's got to be something you can voice act in. So I'm going to get you to say the line, "Holy shit, I'm a baby genius." Okay.
All right.
But you've just realized you're a baby genius. You've just come out the pod and you've just realized you're a baby genius. Okay, and action.
Holy shit! I'm a baby genius!
See, that's pretty good! Now, I'm going to say, holy shit, I'm a mouse in pants, okay?
All right. Okay. All right, and action.
Holy shit. I'm a mouse in pants.
Oh, cut. Perfect.
Everyone doing a little physical work here, which is great in voice acting, I hear.
I looked at my hands, yeah. And Jackson pulled on his pants.
I pulled on the pants, and then Adam, we're going to get you to say, holy shit, I'm a mouse butter detective, okay? Okay.
Ready? And
hang on, wait. Let me think of the physical acting I'm going to do.
All right, cool. Yeah, cool.
All right, I got it.
You
let's
got
go.
It?
All right, and action.
Holy shit. I'm a great mouse detective. Come on, Jack. Give it to me. There we go. High five.
We'll fix that in post. Adam put up his hand as he said, the shit of holy shit. And Jackson didn't respond until Detective was out there.
I just didn't know what was happening. In my mind, I thought Adam was miming having his hand against the wall like he was getting sucked off or something. Like he was in an alleyway getting sucked off.
Holy shit.
I am a great mouse detective.
The boys at school were right. This is good.
Yeah, look, I think we'd all be amazing voice actors.
Yeah, like, it's real easy, because, like, holy shit, I'm Andy's toy too.
Yes. Holy shit, I'm a merman.
Holy shit, I'm the son of a lady, and I'm gonna be Darth Vader.
What was that? Oh, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, see, great voice acting. I didn't even need to set the scene.
I don't really think that was voice acting. That was just acting, right?
Oh
well, voice acting is a subset of acting.
That's
both
true.
Right.
That's true.
Holy
everyone's
shit.
A winner. Everyone gets a medal.
I'm a mechanical spider, but they cut all my lines.
that's right. The spider had lines. Not many people know that.
Yeah, it's a deleted scene in Wild Wild West.
That was Kevin Kline's third character. I got.
Played the giant spider. Did you guys have tree houses growing up?
No, but I was one of my friends had one and I was so jealous.
I didn't have tree house. I just had like a pallet in a tree.
Well, that's a tree house.
Yeah.
That's pretty. How high was it?
It was high up enough that if I fell, I'd have damaged myself.
I didn't have a tree house and no one I knew had tree houses, but one family I knew had a cubby.
Yeah.
And we would always... So let's see how being elevated versus being on the ground affected the games you would play.
All right.
What's something you guys would do in your up-high treehouses?
I'm sure there'd be a game of dropping things from the top of the treehouse and having things thrown up at
building.
Me.
Build. I feel like a treehouse feels secretive. Like you can have boy times or girl times or boys and girls times.
Yeah, or KISSING times.
Yeah. First come love, then come marriage, then comes a baby in a little tiny carriage.
We pretended we were a Macca's drive-thru.
No,
there was
actually
a window. We had all these little toy fruits and foods, and then the parents would have to walk past and we'd serve them their orders.
That's cool. What was the most popular order?
Whatever was going. I think, like, something in bread.
That, it's funny you say that because, okay, so we didn't have a treehouse in the first house I grew up in, but we did have a car. It was like an old...
Oh, I had that as well.
Yeah.
Like a red, the red plastic car, or do you mean like a car?
I mean like a car. And our
Wait, what do you mean a car?
An abandoned car and a like a
an
paddock,
abandoned
right?
car. Yeah.
Oh,
and you were talking about like the red plastic
yeah,
car. Right?
Yeah,
No. This was just like an abandoned car that we called the Rocket, and I don't remember what kind of car it was. But we used to get in it and pretend we were getting Maccas.
So, your games would have joined up. Yeah,
they could have. They absolutely couldn't have. Your car would not have been able to
move.
No.
No, you wouldn't have been able. It was a little cubby. You couldn't have reached in through our window.
Yeah. But there was a tree right next to the car, and we'd pretend that that was the McDonald's.
What was your most popular order?
I don't know, because as a kid. Douches. It's the only question.
It's a
really.
Good question, yeah.
As a kid, I didn't get I wasn't allowed McDonald's. So I don't know what I would have thought you could get from McDonald's. So I don't know what I must have ordered.
That actually ties pretty well into your father's feelings towards certain drinks.
He does not like me drinking Coca-Cola.
To the point where you have a Coca-Cola shirt that you refer to as your dad fuck you t-shirt.
I remember having Coca-Cola and dad's like, I hate it. He's like, I wish you were doing cocaine.
That's a brave statement from a dad.
Dad, that's I feel like intense. Cocaine is going to ruin my body a lot quicker than good old-fashioned Coca-Cola.
Oh, but Jack, you'd have energy. You'd exercise for once.
You'd get out of the damn house.
Come help me cut down this tree, Jack.
Imagine the trees
Jack,
cut
help
down
me chop
coke.
Wood.
Imagine the wood I'd chop.
Put down that coke and pick up that line.
With your nose, Jack.
Stop drinking, start snorting. Come on.
Come on, Jack, have a bump.
I remember seeing, like, some kids had amazing tree houses. Some of those kids had, like, two tiers. Did
yes.
you ever see that shit?
Yeah.
Or the best thing ever, like, pinnacle, a fucking pulley system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, the tree house that I was familiar with that my friends had, two rooms.
Oh, man, that's good.
So one tier, two rooms, but had a pulley system.
Fuck, man.
We know, Jack, you and I know, the location of an amazing treehouse quite close to here.
Oh, that's true. It's like four stories.
Yeah. I think it's only three. But yeah, it's crazy.
That's
it's
got still like more stories than my house.
I don't think you could fit as many people in this one, though.
I don't know. My house isn't very big.
Yeah, well,
it fits
right,
me, Ed Goose, and our third roommate that doesn't like me talking about her on the show. So,
tell you what, I'll take you for your word there. Yeah. I reckon this treehouse fits more people than your house. But it has like a mast, and that's the third level, is the little crow's nest thing that it's got. It's crazy detailed.
I used to know this kid when I lived in primary school whose bedroom was in like a tower.
A tower?
Yeah, it was like a medieval princess tower. So basically, it was like...
That's so cool that you knew Rapunzel.
I know. Knowing a princess, man, it was fucking mad.
As a bitch to go around, though, tell you what.
So it had...
He's got that was a slow burn. Yeah. And I imagine you climbing up a girl's hair. That was good.
No, it had like a trapdoor that opened and then a ladder came down. And you climbed up and then you pulled the ladder up, shut the trapdoor, and there was like no doors on the outside wall, and it was in this circular room.
So wait, if she was in that room though, no one could get up, right?
Yeah. So if she died up there.
Yeah. Although, you know what that's good for?
Baiting?
Yes. I was gonna say wanking, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Very good.
Master baiting?
Yeah. Or master wanking.
Problem is, though, she can't, like, storm out of a room and then slam the door shut.
Yeah, exactly.
She can jump down out of her room. No, that makes more noise.
Jump down out of her room and be like, fuck you, mom and dad, and then pull the ladder down and climb back up.
It kind of deflates the argument, though, a little bit, if you're having it in your room and then you leave your room.
Oh, wait, no, wouldn't it be the other way around? You could close it if no one was in there, but if you were in there, the ladder had to be down?
No, because you could pull the ladder up from memory. I don't really remember how it worked. It was a while ago.
Because...
There was also a guy called Duncan, but that's fine.
Dunk, if you're listening.
Duncan can be a princess, too.
Yeah.
He can bait up there all he wants.
I'm
Go
sure
ahead,
he
Duncan.
Did.
Yeah, absolutely.
How old was he when you knew him?
Not old enough.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
For this conversation to be comfortable. I knew a lot of kids that lived in elevated bedrooms as a child.
I was so jealous of anyone who had a two-story house. But now, I mean, this I don't want to brag, but I do rent a house.
Yeah.
It's two-story.
Look out.
My room is very hot all the time.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because it turns out the double-story houses are fine if you've got good insulation or, like, air conditioning in all the rooms, which we...
Or you live in a cold country, which Australia, I hear, is not.
Bit hot. Today it's 28 degrees.
Yesterday it was 20 degrees.
Yeah.
It's... What the fuck?
Yeah, that's...
But it's been
just
like it's been 30 pretty much every other day. It just rained yesterday for a bit. Fuck the weather. Mm-hmm. Oi, son. Fuck you.
Fuck
cool
off.
Down.
It's not the... Oh, no. If you're saying that, yep.
I was reading that yesterday.
I thought you were blaming the weather for inconsistency. And I'm like, sun's trying his hardest. It was the rain. Oh, no. You're mad at the sun for being hot. Fair enough.
I was reading the other day this autumn's going to be like the driest, hottest autumn. In a while
really?
As well.
Sounds like my sex life.
Hey!
Dry.
But hot. That's a confusing one.
And autumn.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, look, have a think about it.
I remember, no one ever makes a big deal of this, but I think it's a big deal. 2 or 3 years ago, we had the coldest summer in the middle of the hottest winter on record.
Really?
Both of them, yeah.
Do you know why? It's because global warming is fucking our seasons to the point where there's probably not going to be seasons.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That's good.
It's getting closer to 2 seasons rather than 4. And this is science talk on Shut Up a Second, so it's probably totally wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
But as far as I'm aware, global warming is really starting to affect the season, so the winter's getting hotter. Summers are also getting hotter. Everything's just getting fucking hotter.
I thought you were about to say, as far as I'm aware, global warming is real. That's just a very... It's a funny statement to make. Look, on Shut Up a Second.
As far as I'm aware, global warming's real, and as far as I'm aware, the Earth is round.
Yeah.
Open for debate, though.
As far as I'm aware, the Earth is not... giant boy.
Yeah.
But it should be.
Oh, where are the boy earthers?
the boy earthers.
NASA is a fake government body. Yeah. Doesn't exist except to prove or to make people believe that the Earth is not a big boy.
So many shilling the
earthquake boy gets itchy, scratches himself.
Have you ever they you never see the report when the earthquake happens because they got to Photoshop the fingers in.
Sinkhole is just the belly button moving around.
Moving around?
Ah, the boy shifts in his sleep.
Oh, sleepy boy.
That's nice.
Sleepy boy Earth.
Antarctica, his head. The South Pole, his feet.
Yes, dandruff and foot dandruff.
Dandruff and fandruff.
Fandruff.
I should have, yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, I'm a boy Earth now.
Yeah, yeah, boy. We're all boy Earthers, I feel.
Is it still in space? Yes.
Yeah. No, it's on another bigger Earth.
It's on another bigger boy.
Boys all the way down.
Every Earth is a boy. But boy Earth is... The boy Earth needs to live on another boy Earth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he will die with our planet. And that's why Earth has an expiry.
Yeah.
Because time goes faster for us than it does for the boy. Because he's big.
Whoa, you got to slow down, man. It's hard learning physics.
So, like... When our Earth inevitably dies in like 250 million years or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just our boy dying.
And that's only 90 years in boy years.
Yeah. Things go wrong. He could, if he's in like a car accident or something. I'm scared for his teens.
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Puberty is going to be a worry.
Yeah.
We've got to teach this boy to be a shut-in, I reckon.
Oh, first ice age. The ice age might have been puberty.
Well, I was going to say.
Don't ask about the ice.
Puberty is a lot of pimples. You know, and back in the caveman time,
volcanoes.
So maybe he's been through puberty, and we got old man boy, and that's global warming. Yeah. What, at what point in a boy's life cycle does he get hot?
We've gone about this all wrong. Girl Earth,
menopause. Oh no! You've convinced me. I'm a girl earther now.
Yeah,
I'm a girl earther, and Earth is going through menopause and getting real hot.
Girl earther, boy house. Boy house.
Girl, boy house on a girl earth.
You know me, I'm just a little boy house and a big girl earth. That's what the saying is, right?
Yeah, I've heard.
God, I hope somebody does a diagram of girl earth with boy house on it. Girl earth is, it's yeah, people trying to push this sphere earth conspiracy, you know?
And the flat earth conspiracy, also a conspiracy? Yes, girl earth.
Girl earth, the only truth.
There's also boy earth propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't explain global warming.
Exactly. How do you explain global warming with your boy earth?
Boy sees a girl, gets hot.
Oh! Flustered earth theory.
Flustered
earth. He's in his teenagers. Earth is only... Earth is only 5,000 years old.
I really
or
love
14 a boy years.
I really love the phrase in his teenagers. How old's your son? Oh, he's in his teenagers at the moment. So, you know, from 14 to 18.
13 to 18. 13 to 19.
When do you stop and when do you start being a teen?
You start at 13, you stop at 19 when you're no longer in the teens. That's... You know, 13, 14.
But you start going through puberty at 10.
Hang on, let the man finish. Go on.
Hang on, look, so 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20.
Ah.
See, there's no, it's not 20 teen.
It's not 20.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe the translation was wrong.
21, 22. Well, maybe always... the translation was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that always bugged me because, like, you know, you're still kind of a teenager at like 12. You know what I mean?
No, I would say you're a preteen.
Yeah, they have a word
but
for
only,
that.
But only
by, at what point do you become a preteen?
10 or 11 is
10
preteen.
Or, that's a fair call.
But teenagerdom...
I would say 11, because I reckon 10's still a kid, like a child.
But when you're being...
I would go newborn, infant.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is all of this happening?
Newborn is newborn.
So newborn, I reckon, for 6 months.
Yeah, then infant.
Yeah.
Infant till 1 year.
And then then toddler.
Yeah. Where's toddler? Baby?
Baby is just the general term.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Baby's like chicken.
You know, your girl isn't fucking 1 year old, but you still call her your baby.
Yeah. I hope you're proud.
That really confused me for a second. Yeah.
Infant. Toddler.
Toddler. Child. From 3 and a half.
Yeah. Till.
I kind of agree with that, yeah.
10.
Then.
Preteen.
When is it your little man?
When are you little man?
Yeah.
Oh, little man is for 1 year, and that's when they turn
1 year when you're 8.
No.
From 8 till 9.
Little man is it's like pre-puberty before you start getting real fucking dumb again.
Yeah.
So 9.
9 when you're hey little man, come inside. Oh, that's my little man.
And then 10. Your dick starts working differently, and then it's all fucked until, like... But yeah, so preteen, teen...
You get a handle on that shit.
Teen, 13 to 19. By the time you're 19, you're still a dumb fuck, but you're less of a dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Then See, this is where young adult confuses me. Because 20 seems too old to say young adult.
Yeah, it does. Young adult feels to me like 17 to 20.
16.
I would say young adult is just like the...
You're not an adult until you're 18, which means technically you can't be a young adult until you're 18.
I would say that young adult doesn't fall under this classification. Young adult is just like a large term when you want to say more than just teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because you could be a young adult, like you could hit 19.
Because young
doing
adult
real
novels
well.
Are not for 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Young adult novels aren't for teenage, aren't for 18-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's confusing.
Depends. Like, would you say Harry Potter's young adult, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not, like, 18 is not its target audience. It's not like it's inappropriate.
Maybe some
for
of
any...
the later ones. Look, what I'm sorry, Harry I'm arguing shit... semantics, you're right, I'm sorry. I'll shut up, this will be edited out. Shut up a minute. Shut up a bit.
There we go.
Shut up a second.
We came back round. I forget
is
why
it
we were...
obvious I'm trashed?
No.
Not really.
Are you still drinking?
No, I was going to. I was so
what's
fucking
in that bottle?
Tantalizingly close. Which bottle?
That one on...
This one?
Yeah.
No, the
that
other
just
one.
Looks like a Coke
this
bottle.
Other one. Yeah. This is Zamet's, first off, and it was once soda sparkling water but yeah, now it's just water.
Oh, okay.
It's the bubbles.
Why were we classifying ages? I think I set it up, but I forget why.
Oh, look, if you just rewind the episode, we can listen back.
People will find out.
People will remember better than we did.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're an adult from 20 to...
Yeah.
30. 40, and then you're middle-aged?
Yeah. Surely you're middle-aged at 50. Well, actually, it depends how long you're living.
40 to 60.
Middle-aged is always based on the average, not when you die.
I'm 26 now.
You're not middle-aged.
No.
You're an adult.
Well, if in 26 years I die, this will be my middle age.
And everyone will be like, he never peaked.
You can't say that because then it only becomes middle-aged retroactively.
Retroactively middle-aged.
It's a posthumous middle age.
Posthumous middle age, retro archetype.
I really hope. Retro archetype, tweet Adam.
Don't at me.
I really hope Fisher.
At him. Adam.
At my funeral, you say the phrase and only the phrase. He never peaked. Sit down. He never peaked. How weird's that?
Has anyone ever tweeted you that vine that says, Adam?
Adam.
No.
Hey, can everyone please tweet Adam the vine where a guy's
what
vaping.
What was it that you were telling people to at me the other day or like a while back? And I got a bunch of them and it just confused me at first until like 20 deep. Not 20 deep, but like a bunch deep. I was like, I bet this is Joel Dusher's work.
Something. We've started forcing it back at you. All the at douche 13.
Although bloody James.
I haven't gotten nearly enough in my opinion.
James / Mr. Sunday Movies did it when one of their episodes was late.
That was funny.
Yeah, they got you.
He's very popular on Twitter. So if anyone in for like 24 hours actually said anything to me that wasn't about the Weekly Planet, I didn't read it.
Sorry, you missed it.
My phone was very vibratey that day.
Did you guys ever have a cubby?
Yes.
What was your cubby?
It was just a wooden house in the back, basically. One room, good solid wooden door, had a lock on the outside.
Did you have a floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't grass on the floor. It was like a built, like it actually had
a stair
up. I like
where this is going. I've already established that I had a cubby. Well, family friends had a cubby and we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had a window as well.
Yeah.
The window had shutters, I think.
What did you do in the cubby?
I like the detail you're giving, Dusha, because both know Jackson's got a thing.
Yeah, no, it's just because I'm about to tell a story too. Because sister messaged me the other day reminding me about it. When we were really little, I locked her in there because it could lock from the outside. And then it turned out there was a giant spider and now she's terrified of spiders.
Fuck.
You gave her a phobia.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. But you didn't know. You were just a child.
Yeah, and I think because she got so upset, I got scared. So I just ran away and left her in there, which presumably made her scared.
It's a fact of the matter that kids are like...
dumb.
Not dumb, but awful, cruel. Like, what's that thing where you learn... It's like humans don't learn empathy until we're like teenagers.
Yeah. It's pretty late in the game that we're like, oh shit, other people got feelings. Crap. Yeah.
Well, toddlers count as sociopaths or something like that.
My cubby had no floor, that's why.
Yeah, did you dig a hole?
No, I wish. Imagine if my cubby...
You shoulda!
My cubby had just got into a pit. Like, all my little chums, my little school chums. I'm like, hey, go in the cubby, I'm coming after you. Ah!
What you do is...
pit friends now.
You start digging in the cubby.
Yeah.
Then so no one knows, you stuff the dirt in your trousers, walk around the yard, shake it out.
Into the front, shake it out, get
slowly
back
dig a tunnel out of the house.
Hey, honey, is our front yard, like, 6 feet tall?
Is our son down that pit? He disappeared into the cubby 3 days ago.
I don't remember
ago.
Making this sunken pit in the cubby.
Oi, Jack, you drinking Coke down there?
You better be snorting.
If I come down there and find you drinking Coke instead of snorting it, I'm going to be pissed.
There's no rules in the pit, Dad. I'll drink all the Coke I want and snort none. Oh, you're not my son.
I'm coming into the pit. No, don't.
No, I'm coming in.
And then Dad comes into the pit and takes my Coca-Cola away. Just quickly, you chuckle fucks. On April 14th and April 21st, our sister from another Mr. Show, Plumbing the Death Star, is going to be performing live at the European Beer Cafe as part of Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So if you're a real friend and not a hater, head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab some tickets today before they're all gone. Unfortunately, the show is 18+ only, so if you're 17 or under, we'll have to see you some other time. Sorry. So head to sanspantsradio.com/live right now. Hurry. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Together, we've been at MM Sans Passion.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You gave out the wrong Twitter.
Give me maintenance a buzz. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.